But a lot of people came from Staten Island as well, though, didn't they?
David Johansen.
Right. There you go.
And maybe I was born in
Bob
Staten
Roos.
Island. I was born in Staten Island. I spent the first 18 years of my life there. And I got to see the scene develop.
That's awesome.
You know,
were you going over to Manhattan and the clubs and?
As I could, I wasn't 18. That's when the drinking age was 18. So, it took a little conniving to get into certain places.
Right.
But I got to see the beginning, and I did not know then that it's going to be looked back as such a revered time.
When you say you saw the beginning, I mean, did you get into CBG? Did you see the Ramones in the beginning?
I didn't see the Ramones in the beginning. I didn't see them till later. I never saw them with Tommy. I seen them with Marky.
Right.
But I got to see Patti Smith, David Johansen group.
Yeah.
That was an overlooked part of his career.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah, you know, like funky but chic.
I'll see if I have that one on here. Yeah. Let's play a little Ramones, and I'll look for it, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember my best friend came home with the first Ramones record, and I heard it. I didn't get it at first.
Yeah.
Because I was, like you, into arena rock.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, listen to Zeppelin and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
and by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in and you know me, when he says like you, he means me, like in high school.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not a leadhead anymore. although, still a great band, and I'll play obscure Zeppelin stuff, but I'm not going to play the hits. This isn't ZLX, you know.
Thank God.
It's not classic hits, yes. Continue, Bob.
And then I listened to it again, and I got it, and I was like, I can do this.
Right.
And like a million other guitar players in the world
said, we can do this.
We can do this.
Yeah.
And it was like a revolution.
Right.
And you threw away all your old records.
Pick up the guitar, yeah.
And I'm still doing it, you know, and I try not to know too much because the more you know, the more complicated the music gets, and the more complicated the music gets, the more it sucks.
So I guess the message there is keep it simple.
Keep it simple and, you know, just don't try to be something you're not.
Right. Nice words. Some Ramones. Someone wanted to hear some Havana Affair, huh?
Yeah.
Let's hope this is the right version
Havana
they wanted.
Havana Agogo.
Oh, is that the one you want? Havana Agogo?
Yeah.
And Havana Affair.
You got it.
Now you're confusing me. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, you guys want to do an ID?
Yeah.
You just have to say you say anything you want, you know, wear the Stigmatics, go wild, whatever. But whatever you say, you have to end it with WMFO in Medford. All right? Ready, guys?
Nah, I'm not ready.
Come on, Peter, you're the voice.
Oh, I can't be prepped.
Okay. We are the Stigmatics. I'm Bob.
I'm Pete.
Matt.
Okay, we are at WMFO in Medford.
Nice.
91.5.
Perfect.
On your dial and also on the web.
Stigmatics. Thanks, guys. Great. Hey. 855-915-9636. What's your favorite Ramones song, huh?
Baby, 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 mambo.
living my vegan no banana. Now I'm a cat for the CIA, for Brit, for the USA. Baby, 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 loco. Baby, 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 mambo.
safety pins. What is this?
Breathe time, breathe time. Gonna go for a whirlwind.
Noticed that was Real Kids playing there in the background. Didn't realize that was on. That was on continuous. And low in the background was what was it? My Baby's Book. Yeah, is that a slow song? I didn't recognize it. It must start kind of slow. Yeah. Yeah, it did. We'll check it out in a little bit. But we were going to talk about an older project of yours, Bob.
Matt and I, we've been playing together like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Going on 20.
We were in a band called the Dirty Mac Blues Band. We had a fantastic singer, Terry Mackey, who I guess retired from singing. But we were an original blues band, which is really something you don't see out there, because most blues bands just play all standards.
Right.
And, you know, take requests and all that crap. But we played original songs. Terry wrote the lyrics. We wrote the music. She was fantastic with coming up with words on the spot, like a savant rapper. It just came out of her.
Right. Lyrical wizard.
Yes. Anyway, that's what we were doing.
The Dirty Mac Blues Band. John Lennon had a band, the Dirty Mac.
Okay, his band was called the Dirty Mac. They did Your Blues at the Rock and Roll Circus with Keith Richards on bass.
We have
bass.
All that here. I play it from time to time, yes.
Mitch Mitchell on drums and Clapton on lead guitar.
Yep.
And I thought it was like...
So is this kind of attributed to that? Or?
No, it's nothing like it.
Okay.
But I thought it was, you know, like calling yourself Elvis Costello.
Right, because you got blues band at the end of it.
Yes.
So exactly.
But
I see what you're saying, yes.
But I mean, Elvis Costello, I think it was Jake Rivera that came up, Rivera, his manager, guy from Stiff Records that came up with that name for Elvis.
Yeah, were there any other really born Elvises? Was that a name before Elvis? You know what I mean? Like, was anyone else ever born Elvis? Or did Elvis's mother just make that name up? Yeah.
It's the only two I think I know of. I mean, there's a guy in from Mexico, like Elvez, he called himself.
I don't think that counts. So we're going to play a song from the Dirty Mac Blues Band, right? What do you got here?
Mississippi Twang. It's a different type of blues song. I was trying to come up with like a riff more like the Fat Possum stuff, where it's like a drone just keeps on going and going.
Kind of swamp like.
Yeah, swampy.
Sounds good. You want me to play that now?
Yeah.
Mississippi Twang, the Dirty Mac Blues Band, and it's Bob Bruce, Matt Robinson.
That's right.
And Terry Mackey on vocals, Lorraine
Newman
on drums, and Mike on harmonica.
Awesome. Let's check it out. Mississippi Twang on MFO.
And it was recorded with tape.
Time alone.
that you broke. And honey, I'm down to the end of my rope. You said that you're leaving, you're not coming home. At least I know why I'm spending so much time alone. There's nobody out here, me and the tree.
Have to look at the time. When I heard Terry say she was at the end of her rope, I knew the song was over, right?
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was the Dirty Mac Blues Band, their CD, the Dirty Mac Blues.
Victory Bar.
And Victory Bar.
We named it Victory Bar because we saw that picture where we were just, you know, browsing, and we saw that picture and we said, we gotta have that picture. It just fits the down and dirtiness of our
music.
This
is some way you played?
No. It's a photographer, musician in New Orleans had posted that.
Okay.
And we give him credit
on
that.
So it's a bar in New Orleans, Victory Bar?
Yeah.
You have to play there. Is it still there, do you know?
I might have washed away.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. This is before that, huh?
Yeah.
When did you put this up?
We put that out in 2009.
Not too old.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You want to hear another from it?
Yeah. Can we play Gospel Stomp?
You got it. I'm sitting here with Bob Ross and Matt Robinson, Peter McCormick. We're, they're the Stigmatics, and it's a Stigmatics themed show. But this is Bob's and Matt's other band, the Dirty Mac Blues Band. And check it out on MFO.
I woke up this morning, got down on my knees, began to pray. I said, Lord,
church. Though I walk through the valley of death, I just reach out my hands, and sweet Jesus is there to take me home. Holy Mary, Mother of God, she prays for our sins. Now in the hour of our death, and I think that the hour has begun. All right, shock light. Thy kingdom come, thy will shall be done. And then I heard the angels say, and it began to rain.
Is in the building and really wants to hear Real Kids, huh? Another one we'll have to play later, I guess. We have time. Actually, this time's been flying. Those are songs we'll play next week. Real Kids are always, you can always find them here on A Crash Course for the Ravies, 91.5 WMFO, especially if you ask for them. 855-915-9636. I'm sitting here with Stigmatics. Oh, yeah, I remember I almost forgot. Last 15 minutes is kind of usually kind of dedicated to Boston groupie news. So we'll kind of wrap it up here.
Okay.
So, like another 10 minutes of Stigmatic stuff. What do you want to do next that you brought in,
Bob? I'd like to do Walking with the Devil. It's a traditional blues song. I wrote it that way.
Stigmatics?
For the Stigmatics, except we don't play it like a traditional blues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to do the studio version of Lies. Walking with the Devil is the last song on the disc, number 12.
Yep.
And
if we have to do Boston Groupie News a little later, that's okay.
And Lies.
We can do it at 3:50 today.
Mm. And Lies, the studio version of Lies, sort of a cross between the Ramones and the Herman's Hermits and something else. I don't know. I wrote it as...
I thought we already played that one, didn't we?
Yes, the live version, but the studio version is much different. Like She Pays the Rent two different ways.
Gotcha.
I wrote this trying to write a Real Kids type song.
What track are we talking about? What are we going to play next?
Okay, next we're going to play track number 12, which is Walking with the Devil.
Mm.
our version of the blues. And after that, track number three, Lies from the Studio.
All right.
Our version of the Real Kids that came out like Herman.
We'll have to stop. We'll have to stop for a second because I just have the CD here, so we'll go along. This song. Something about the devil.
Walking with the devil.
Walking with the devil. Stigmatics on MFO.
I'm all set. Are y'all ready?
Change this track real quickly. So it's this is the studio version?
Studio version of Lies.
Right.
It's our version of a Real Kid song.
No, it's not.
No.
No. It was an attempt to write a song like John writes, you know, with the little melodic beginning and then go into Ramones type of rhythm.
Yep, we love that stuff. Uh-huh. Let's check it out. Lies, Stigmatics.
Story.
I didn't want to stomp on that. I'm like, is that the end? Great. Great stuff. Brand spanking new stuff from the Stigmatics. That's going to be on an album soon. That's pre-release stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you guys so
thanks, Brian.
So much for coming in. Yeah. You can stick around until the end if you want. I got to do the Boston Groupie News Report right now and maybe play a couple bands I read off of it. Yeah. I don't know what this is. Marie, have you heard anything about this or anyone?
Tonight at the Star.
Is this tonight or today?
It's tonight.
Starlab Fest.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say when
The Liars are playing.
Yeah. Is that tonight?
And,
And, Starbella Fest 6, 7, 8, 9 will be taking place at the Somerville, something I've never seen. There's the nine of them, evidently. At the Somerville Arts Council Outdoor Art Farm, location at 10 Poplar Street, just outside of Union Square. There will be beer, wine, and cider, as well as free barbecue, including vegan, veggie options. From Scott Brothers, New American Meat Company, also a flea market will be on site, curated by High Energy. Music will be by Paul Collins and the Daisies, Liars, Black Beach, Lake is Orbit, Me and Capri, JoJo and the Angry Girls, Bundles, Boston Cream, and Jeff Rowe. Info and tickets, etc. here. That sounds awesome. It sounds huge. Like, is it going on now? I'm not really sure. It says info and tickets, etc. here. This is all at bostongroupienews.com. So go check it out. Also, the Gala Future Carnivores, Stars Like Ours, and Quarters are at O'Brien's tonight. Highway Chapel at Sally O'Brien's. I'm losing my voice here, aren't I? Charlie Don't Surf at McGann's Pub down in North Station area. What else do we have? Is that tomorrow? Tomorrow, A Giant Dog, The Daisies, Boston Cream are at O'Brien's. GBH and the Casualties are at Brighton Music Hall. Roki Erickson at the... I know, Cal will jump on me like he always does. Roki Erickson at the Brighton Music Hall. Wow! Get your ticks there. That's all on BostonGroupieNews.com. Lots of great stuff going on. Cold Expectations, Justine and the Unclear. $10 mistake at the Tavern at the End of the World. That's Friday. You want me to say? Yeah, there we go. Another great one. Boston versus Tokyo Rock and Roll Showdown with Muck and the Myers, The Fadeaways from Japan, Melvins from Japan, Jittery Jack. That's all at O'Brien's Pub Friday. Tons of great stuff. I can't even read it all. But go to BostonGroupieNews.com to find all this and more. And, this is the only song I have up. I hope I didn't play it before, but it has nothing to do with that. This is what happens without Marie's help. But it's good anyways. Love you all. We'll be back in a minute. MFO.
Let's make that both of us. love it when you never needed it. Yeah.
Stigmatics in your dreams tonight, I hope. Right, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another great A Crash Course for the Ravers show. Thank you so much, Stigmatics, for sticking around.
Thanks,
Peter McCormick, Bob Roos, Matt Robinson.
Thank you.
Lucille Muddy, thank you very much.
She's our number one fan.
Ben the intern. Marie Michelle, thank you. Love you, honey.
So we'll see you at the beach party.
Yes, everyone, go to the rap beach party. I'll see you here before that even happens, right? That's the end of the month.
Early that day.
Huh?
I'll come in for that.
No, but there's a show in between that, isn't there?
Oh,
what date are you on?
We're on the 30th.
Three weeks. 3 weeks from today.
Same as it? Yeah, so what I'm saying is I'll be back here.
Oh.
I'll be talking to them again between here and that show. September 30th. I'll see you before then. Don't worry about it. Hey, next week I have live here. Girl on Top. Don't miss that. Until then, see ya!
In the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.